Zohar Kol Ki Yisrael, Parshas Ki Savo, Day 4. An excerpt from 231b, Zohar 3. Speaking about the New Year. Yom Eid Rosh Hashanah, on the day of the New Year. Masaknin Bei Dinah Kasai L'Malka, the maiden Kol Alma. The court sets up a throne for the king to judge the whole world. Yisrael Olin Mekad Mesa Bedina. And Israel enters first into judgment, Kameh, before him. Now the different gears over here, one way of learning is Kami Lefer Shvugza, before judgment is increased, which is something the Gemara says about that the king is judged first before everyone else is judged. Of course, after a lot of people are judged and it's seen that they didn't live up to par, so it kind of builds up being upset. And the Zohar here sells it about Israel. Others say over here the Gersh is Kami Lefer Shrachmi, before it increases in mercy, in order to be increased in mercy before him. None. It was taught, Umishpat Amo Yisrael, Rayom Biyomo. And the judgment of his people Israel day by day. Yom Biyomo Amai. What does it mean day by day? El Honey Tre Yomin de Rosh Hashanah. Amai. But these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, why? Why the 2 days? Most holidays are 1 day. It's the only time we have 2 days in a row of a holiday. Amai Tre Yomin. Why 2 days? Begin Dinan Tre Be Dinah de Mishaban Kechada Dinah Ilah. Because these two, they're the court that's attached as one, the supernal judgment. As is, in other words, there's 2 levels of judgment that are playing out on both days. Diu dinakasha, tasa diurafia, devaya mishtachi. There's the harsh judgment, and there's low judgment, which is soft. The upper judgment is harsh, and low judgment is soft. And they're both found, and both expressed these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The first day is harsh judgment. The Rizal explains, corresponding to the separations happening in the parts of Malchus, in the harsh aspect, and the second day is the soft aspect. Because of this, lo yodi ani vavloi rozli vavav yalusa. Those Babylonians don't know the secret of the 2 types of shofar blasts. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the Talmud Bavli, that we're not sure when the Torah says zichron trua, is that when it says, is it true as like a breaking? Is a broken voice yibava? That's like crying-ish, and vialalusa, like wailing, broken up. So therefore we have 2 different types of trofer blasts. Trua shavarim, which are really, as if it were a doubt, a fulfilling of what the one thing the Torah mentions is. But the truth is, the Zohar says in an inner way, lo yodidu, yodidu tavayu etzvichu, they don't know really both of them. It's like the secret of the tefillin. The Torah says to wear tefillin, and there's different ways of arranging the parshas in the tefillin, like Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. So, because there's doubt, it's important in Shulchan Aruch, a Yer Shemayim, person who fears heaven, should wear both. But really, the truth is, there's no doubt. When the Zohar says that there's a spiritual root of both tefillin, you really have to put on both of them. The Rizal says you put them both in the same time, even. And it's very much related to that concept over here. These 2 types of shofar blasts corresponding to 2 days of shofar. As I was going to explain specifically, Yalusa, a wailing dihidun atakif, which is harsh judgment. In other words, the wailing blow comes to sweeten that harsh judgment. And then you have the soft judgment, that is sweetened by the other type, the above, the other type of blast. Tlastrian diyu dina rafia. So there's 3 blasts in the other truab, which is soft judgment. Gnuchi ganech rafia, because the Gemara explains it groaning, which is like soft. Inu lo yodi, they don't know. Vavdin tavayu do both. Vanan yadina, we know there's a secret in it. Vavdin tavayu do both of them. Kulanaf ganech shodin, all goes to the way of truth, which means even things that come out in halacha, they come out based on deep secrets. Pazach viamar, he opened the discourse and said, Tiku bachodesh shofar, blow on the month, on new moon, which is Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, b'kesayim chagenu, the hidden time, the day of our holiday. Tiku b'chodesh shofar, blow on the month, the shofar, my b'chodesh shuzmin, the month, do be dinner rafia, duki chodesh. This is the soft judgment, soft court, which is called new. B'kesay, the hidden time, kas de alma ilah, covering of the supernal world, kas hei, covering of the hei, the malchus, do pachad yitzhak, this is the fear of yitzhak, the ukas le malka ilah, the cover is the king, high king. Silver Kesa, another explanation of hidden. Da dina kasha, this harsh judgment, pachad yitzchak, the fear of yitzchak. Dina de iskasya tadir, judgment that is always covered, with the lav ihu Dina Biskali, it's not revealed judgment. Kichok, because it is a statue, Dor Dina Rafi, it is a soft judgment. Of Mishpan and judgment, Dor Dina, Kash is the harsh judgment. And Barachmi is mixed with mercy. Tavayun and Kachad, and they're both as one. They go together, these two levels. Because they're both the feminine aspects of Parsufim, Rochel and Leah. And both of them need to be sweetened in order to transmit the full picture, this full spectrum of Hashem's divine providence to the world. Yin Kain, because this train Yomin, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, each day to express and fix up one of these Patsufim of Leah and Rachel, of harsh judgment and soft judgment. Razachad in one secret, that both together, the full revelation of the Shekhinah of Hashem's presence and a full way of relating to Him in the world. So Zohar continues another verse about Rosh Hashanah and Tehillim. Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Shua. Have his nation know the Shofar blessed. And this is a verse that they actually say. Custom is after the blowing of the Shofar in the beginning. Loksiv Shome, it doesn't say those that hear, Tokei Chua, but those that blow the blessed. Eliyode Chua, but those that know the blessed. Begin, because Chakim and the Dayan, Bavir, the Ara, Kadisha, the sages that dwell in the air of the Holy Land, Inun Yodei Chua, they know the Chua, they know the secret of it, and have a secret connection to it, Hashem to it. Raz is the Chua, the mystery of the Chua, Kamod, Xiv, as is written, Chua'im Misharivet Barzel, break them with a iron rod. Because it's breaking of the judgments, breaking of the negative forces, smashing through them to reveal Hashem's presence for the whole world, for the whole year. Vanamak Israel, who's the people as like Israel? The Yodin Razin Eloin, Demarahim, to know the supernal secrets of their master. The male Kamo, Muskashrabe, to enter before him and to bound him. Cholin and the Yodin Razin Echua, and all those that know the secret of the Chua, Yiskarvun the Meach, Bior Panov, the Kutchabichu, they come close to go. And light of the face of Holy Blessed Be He. Or Kadma, this is the primordial light, the Gondus Kuchabrichul is Adikaya, that Holy Blessed Be He hid for the righteous, Vador, it's Vichalaminda, Dotla, because this is necessary to know it. So the hidden light is in Bina, and the knowing of the Trua, the Shofar also blowing from Bina, the Zohar says elsewhere. So we have to know it from the internal part of our Neshama in order to connect with the hidden light and to reveal it to the whole world for the whole year. So the blowing the Shofar, it opens up a path of the hidden light that flows to the world for the whole year, so it's possible to access it, and from that is our whole Kedusha that flows to us the entire year.